Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Ketoleno. The Lok Sabha has passed the WAFT Amendment Bill 2025, negating the amendments moved by opposition. The bill was cleared by the House with 288 members voted in favor of it, while 232 members voted against the bill. The lower house held discussion over the bill for over 12 hours till late night. The WAFT Amendments Bill 2025 aims to streamline the management of WAFT properties with provisions to safeguard heritage sites and promote social welfare. The legislation also aims to improve governance by enhancing transparency in property management, streamlining coordination between WAFT boards and local authorities, and protecting stakeholders' rights. The bill also seeks to improve the economic and social status of Muslim women, particularly widows and divorced women. The bill aims at making the WAFT board more inclusive, having representations from different Muslim sects for better WAFT governance and decision-making. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, no non-Muslim will come into the WAFT. He said, there is no such provision to include any non-Muslim among those who manage the religious institutions. Participating in the debate yesterday in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Shah said, this is a huge misconception that this bill will interfere with the religious conduct of Muslims and interfere with the property donated by them. He said, this misconception is being spread to instill fear among minorities for their vote bank and to appease specific voter demographics.
आपके वक्फ में एक भी नॉन मुस्लिम नहीं आएगा, ये एक्ट में ऐसा कोई प्रावधान नहीं। मगर जो वक्फ बोर्ड है और वक्फ परिषद है, उसका काम क्या है? वक्फ की संपत्तियां मान्यवर बेच खाने वाले लोगों को पकड़कर इसके बाहर निकालने का। वक्फ के नाम पर औने पौने दाम में संपत्तियों को 100-100 साल तक किराए पे देने वाले लोगों को पकड़ना है।
Dibapur police have arrested Yeo To Su, a personal secretary to an advisor in the Nagaland government, along with his accomplice Atupo Kiba, in connection with the recovery of 25 soap cases of contraband Shaun flour drugs. According to a press release from the Commissioner of Police Kavithoto Sopie, the case originated from an NSCN Nikki communication alleging that Dimapur police officers had received the drug consignment in exchange for the release of arrested NSCN members. However, further investigation revealed that Mr. Yoto had handed over the drugs to Mr. Atupu for concealment at his rented house in Tuluvi village. The 24 soap cases were later recovered from the property by the police with the help of independent witnesses. Mr. Yoto and Mr. Atupu have arrested in connection with the NDPS case. The investigation also revealed that two men, Jahirul Islam and Imaradul Islam, who had transported the drugs from Manipur to Peri were abducted by the NSCN Nikki cadres on March 23 under allegations of drug trafficking. While 24 soap cases were recovered from Atupu Kiba's rented house in Tuluvi village, the two kidnapped men, now accused, stated that they had brought 40 cases and NSCN Nikki cadres had kept 16 cases for their own purposes. The cadres did not hand over these 16 cases to the police or to Mr. Yoto and Mr. Atupu for concealment. The Commissioner of Police reminded the public to report any drug-related activities to the nearest police station, reiterating that no one should take the law into their hands. Further, media outlets are also urged to verify the accuracy of information before publication. Union Minister for Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, yesterday emphasized that democracy thrives not on arguments but on winning the hearts of citizens through constructive conversations. Inaugurating the national round of the two-day Viksit Bharat Youth Parliament Festival 2025 in New Delhi, Dr. Mandavia praised India's diversity, stating that despite its differences, the parliament stands as a symbol of unity.
Thus, the democratic system mein alag-alag ideologies hoti hai, alag-alag vichardhara hoti hai. Hamara mahan desh mein huge diversity hai. Alag-alag state, alag-alag culture, alag-alag khanpan, alag-alag jivan shaili. Ye vividhita mein parliament ekta ka pratik hota hai.
The minister encouraged young participants to adopt a nation-first mindset regardless of their profession. And Walker Town is currently experiencing a disruption in its water supply caused by a significant depletion of Echachaka Spring, the town's main water source. This has led to an interruption in the regular water distribution to residents. Executive Engineer of the Public Health Engineering Department, WOCA, Imnazulu Au, expressed regret that the issue is expected to persist or worsen until the onset of monsoon. In addition, pumping of water from Engorocha source has been halted due to transformer failure, collapse of electric post, and damage of electrical pumping system have further compounded the issue, with repairs taking time. The PHED WOCA division is working closely with the power department to resolve the problem and restore the water supply at the earliest. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.